which way the wind blows. When this day's done, set your intention, dream with care. Tomorrow's new day for everyone.
Good morning, you're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW, I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Today, I am on location at one of my favorite places on Earth. It's Kama Beach State Park, and I am at the Center for Wooden Boats. And joining me this morning, what's the name of the dog?
This is Kesha.
Kesha. And Wyatt Horjesi?
Horjesi.
Horjesi! You only told me three times. Okay, cool. So we're at Center for Wooden Boats. Right now, it's a beautiful sunny day. It's gorgeous. And the show is going to be about Kama Beach State Park, Kama Beach Cafe, and Center for Wooden Boats. Let the listeners know about Center for Wooden Boats if they haven't listened to my show before.
Okay. The Center for Wooden Boats is a nonprofit. We're dedicated to the heritage of small maritime craft, particularly wooden small maritime craft. We have been operating out of Seattle since, I believe, 1978, but I might want to update that later. And we have sailboats, we have rowboats, and at Kama Beach State Park, we also have outboards. We rent our boats, we restore wooden boats, and a lot of our work is done by volunteers that are welcomed into our boat houses and help us maintain and restore the museum pieces that we rent to the public.
And it's a nonprofit, and it's an amazingly run system between Seattle, is it Lake Union and Kama?
Yes, South Lake Union in Seattle and Kama Beach State Park on Kamano Island.
And my story starts when I moved here 7 years ago and I saw this beautiful building, had no idea what it was. And then I wanted to have my birthday here, but all the cabins were taken up. So Shane introduced me to the boatman's cabin. And I rented that, and all my friends came down. We had live music with C-Star, which Faye was on my show last week. And we've done lots of music events down here. We do the Mother's Day sail, which is free sailboat rides on Saturday before Mother's Day.
Yes, that's correct.
We've done tons of events down here. I was the director or the chamber director here for many years, and I had Chuck Giddings on the show and Shane Bishop on the show and Lake Union Center for Wooden Boats. But the whole volunteering is, this is a place to be.
It's great. There's a harbor seal watching us right now.
There's always seals when I'm around. Or whales.
Yeah.
And people are working on boats as we speak. We are literally outside. The sun is shining. We have a dog watching the seals with us. There's a heron. I've done the stand-up paddling out here.
Yeah.
Crabbing. And the crabbing's amazing because when we were doing it, you get to learn how to do it. They put you out there in the boat, whether it's a rowboat or a motorboat. And it's, God, I've seen every boat out in the water at one time. It was a little bit chaotic, but that's July.
Yeah, that's fun. We regularly teach people who have no boating experience, no crabbing experience, how to do both of those things. And people have a great time rowing around, catching some Dungeness crabs, and then we'll show you how to clean them and cook them if you want. You mentioned our boatman's cabin earlier. That is the one cabin in the park that is exclusively for the use of CWB members. It's right next to the water. It's right next to our boathouse. I think it's the best cabin in the park.
Yes, I've had travel writers out here that do not want to go home because in the wintertime you see the Olympics, snow covered, pristine sunsets that would just blow, they do blow your mind all year round. So I always like to promote Center for Wooden Boats, Kama Beach on the off season, because if you want a cabin, this is the time to come.
Yeah, we have a lot of availability in the winter, and you know, I've had a lot of people, especially in the fall and spring, just get really lucky because we are kind of on the edge of the rain shadow, and the weather is often really great. Sometimes, unfortunately, you have to stay in your lovely cabin and just enjoy being in nature.
Here's my favorite one is when I was in the cabin, it was a really high tide and I felt like I was in a ship. Literally, it was going squeak, squeak, squeak. And I think the next week, the bulkhead actually washed out. But it's an adventure, and it is kind of rustic, which that's what makes it so amazing for me, is you're getting away from the city. So if you're in Seattle, you drive through I-5 to Stanwood, you cross a bridge. It looks more like an island now since they took the dikes down, which it's just a different view right now. But you can come out here, spend, I'd say Monday through Thursday is a given that you're going to probably get a cabin through the state park.
Yeah, so both the state park and our cabin are now both available through websites. So you can just check availability. In the summer, our cabin and the park's cabins are often booked pretty far in advance. So
yeah.
That's worth looking into as far out as you can. In the off season, there's a lot of availability. Most of the cabins in the park right now are not rented. And our cabin was rented this weekend, but it's free this week. So especially if you have a little scheduling flexibility, it's pretty easy to get a cabin in the off season.
And it's cwb.org?
Yes, that's correct.
And how I started again was I signed up to volunteer. Then I did the boat building, which is every Saturday.
Yeah, toy boat building Saturday mornings here in the park.
Yep, and I bring my grandson, and then I started renting cabins. But the volunteering, there's some benefits. Do you get some discount on the boats?
Yeah, absolutely. Volunteers get a free hour of boat rental for each shift that they work. And in the late crabbing season, you also get rental of a crab trap. Unfortunately, the season has closed for the year. But free boating is a pretty good deal. And also we have a volunteer cabin. So people who volunteer for CWB here in the park can stay in our volunteer cabin the same day that they work their volunteer shift.
Did you hear that? That's how I got into the cabin. And then I just kept volunteering and volunteering. And Shane Bishop a long time ago, and then Chuck Gidding, and now Wyatt. I've been gone. I went to Hawaii, like I said, last year, but I'm back here. And again, we are looking at Whidbey Island, Saratoga Passage. I've taken that kayak out to the Baby Island. Is that Baby Island?
Yeah.
And basically I've spent probably 5 summers here just working up at Kama Beach Cafe, to where I'm actually, I think, in one of their brochures now. But Kama Beach State Park, we have also Kamano Island State Park. But if you really want to have an experience with your family, you come out here, Center for Wooden Boats. Again, we can see the seal right there in the front. Whales come through, I want to say, March through May?
Yeah, that's about...
The gray whales.
That's when I was seeing them this last year a lot.
And just the other day I saw orcas. Or you can, I mean, there's so much to, if you just sit here and watch the sun go down, I guarantee you're going to see some wildlife. But Center for Wooden Boats, probably one of my favorite places, best memories on this island of Kamano.
It's a great place. I'm happy to be here.
And you got here when?
I started December 1st of last year.
I say it's the job of all jobs.
It's a nice office. I mean, you know, when you look out the window and you see the Olympics over the water at sunset, you can't be too mad about your job.
Nope. And being out here with the families that come down are really, they're close-knit. Parents are running around with little kids. And like, again, the Center of Wooden Boats has the boat buildings by donation on Saturday. So that's always an activity. And then Kama Beach Center, Kama Cafe.
Yeah, the Kama Cafe.
You go to their website. They have events going on and off.
Yeah, they do.
Throughout the year. Christmas is always fun.
Yeah, the thing about the winter here at Kama Beach State Park is that you feel like you have this wonderland all to yourself. I've walked around this park in January and felt completely alone on this beautiful beach, and it's a really cool experience.
It's an amazing thing. And I came out yesterday, and there were so many people. I was like, wait. So I went to all the parks, and there was human beings out there. But I'm really used to coming Monday through Thursday and literally sitting on a beach alone with God or wherever, and the wildlife. And it's therapy, really, to come out to Kama Beach. I love it here.
A few things that we are working on in the near future are some workshops. We want to do more small workshops, like small engine repair, like outboard repair. We want to do more bronze casting. And of course, we always have a lot of opportunities for people to just work on these small historic wooden boats that our fleet is comprised of. So we're always really happy to have more volunteers, and the perks are great. So you can you can sign up to be a volunteer on our website. You can sign up for the cabins on our website, and you can find out what we're doing in general at cwb.org.
And watch the Facebook page. And then also, we have hiking here, family-friendly trails. The beach is pristine. And again, Mother's Day weekend, there's boats out here, and it's an amazing event for the whole family. So Wyatt, I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Thank you for having me on the show.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Sun, which way the wind blows, and this day's done.
Curious about whales in the Pacific Northwest? Orca Network's Langley Whale Center celebrates and shares the lives of gray whales, orcas, and other marine mammals of the Salish Sea. The Langley Whale Center is a project of Orca Network, a nonprofit that is based on Whidbey Island. The Langley Whale Center gives Orca Network the opportunity to have a public presence to share the excitement about the whales and marine mammals who are our neighbors. The Whale Center in Langley gives visitors and residents alike a chance to learn more about the endangered southern resident orcas who visit our area, and about the North Puget Sound gray whales, a small, unique population of gray whales who find sustenance in the waters of Saratoga Passage and Possession Sound each March through May. Check out the Orca Network and Langley Whale Center on Facebook for the latest whale sightings, educational programs, and events, or visit orcanetwork.org for more information. You'll be glad you did. Get away for the day to the Center for Wooden Boats on beautiful Kameno Island. The Center for Wooden Boats is a registered 501c3 nonprofit that promotes Northwest maritime heritage through education, interpretation, and hands-on experience in building, maintaining, and using historic small craft. The Kama Center for Wooden Boats is located at Kama Beach State Park on Kameno Island, 60 miles north of Seattle, and is easily accessible by bridge. Rent a boat or spend the day walking more than 6,000 feet of beach and enjoy the sweeping views of Saratoga Passage, Whidbey Island, and the Olympic Mountain Range. Visit cwb.org, that's cwb.org, online for hours of operation, how to rent the waterfront boatman's cabin, and get volunteer or membership information. Parking is provided by Kama Beach State Park, and a Discover Pass is required. Plan your adventure today.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Cherish this moment. Cherish this breath. Tomorrow's a new day. Everyone.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. And joining me on location is Deb Bell from Kameno Island State Park. Good morning.
Good morning, Dina Marie. How are you?
We had Center for Wooden Boats on first, and now I've moved up a little bit. We are still looking at the Puget Sound Saratoga Passage, and it's beautiful. So how long have you worked here?
I have been at Kama Beach now for, well, since the January of 2008.
You have the best job
opened.
Ever.
I do. And the park opened middle of June. June 21st was our grand opening in 2008, and I've held several roles within the administration and the office here.
And you're the greeter?
Well, my technical term now, my position is called a program specialist. So okay. What that really means is I do pretty much what I did as a customer service specialist, in that I'm working with the groups and the weddings and the events and the corporate things. I do tours, I arrange for any special events, the paperwork, the permits, the follow-up.
Wow, and I just thought you smiled at me when I drove in.
That's me.
Because that's where you go when you check in for the cabin.
Exactly, yep, at the front office.
And you drive into Kama Beach. There's a little center there.
It's called the Welcome Center, though it's not marked.
Yay, and then you walk in, and if you're renting a cabin, or you can get information.
True, and we sell Discover Passes every day. We have merchandise for sale. We answer an awful lot of questions.
And let's talk about the Discover Pass.
Sure.
How important it is for us to purchase those?
Crucial, if you don't want a $99 ticket.
Oh, I got one.
See? Aren't you lucky?
I put my 2019, I put the wrong one out of my, yep, that's what I did.
No, you're not alone.
And thank you for the Ranger, because someone has stolen my tabs.
Oh, no.
So I figured out I needed new tabs too. But anyways, yes, $99. But the pass is 30 for the year.
30 for a full year, and it's good till the end of the year. I'm sorry, the end of the month you buy it in each year. So folks who bought theirs today, it's good for 13 months. Because it's good to the end of November next year.
Okay, and then it's $10 if you just want to stop in. But
for the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you, not only people can rent cabins.
Here at Kama Beach, we have a lot of things to do. As you mentioned already, the Center for Wooden Boats, seasonally and as the weather allows, has boat rentals or watercraft rentals, because they do many more things than boats. We also have our historic store, which is run by a volunteer group, the Kama Beach Foundation. And they provide all kinds of fun activities, family-friendly crafts, and educational options every day of summer and every Saturday of spring and fall.
And I bring my grandson down, and we go do the Center of Wooden Boats building.
The toy boat building, yep,
Saturday,
that's every Saturday
and all
morning.
Kinds of activities for kids.
Lots. That's where all about entertainment and education, because learning is fun.
Well, and this is such a beautiful place to bring your family.
It really is.
And it's not that far from Seattle, and there is no bridge, so you can go through Stanwood. I mean, there is no bridge. There is a bridge.
There is a bridge. We're the ferry-free
there
island.
There's no bridge.
Yes.
But there's a bridge. Okay.
We're the bridge to somewhere. Yeah.
God bless America. Yeah. So it's easy to get here, and when you do get here, it's like walking into a time warp. It's much different than any other state park.
That's true. We bill ourselves as the most unique state park in Washington. Back in the heyday of the drive-in resort areas, there were about 20 other similar resorts right around the Saratoga Passage, and we're one of the remaining ones left that stayed as it was and didn't get turned into vacation rentals or private homes.
It was a fishing place?
The fishing resort,
yeah.
Right. So folks historically would come here and they'd spend a full week, and they would fish and boat and play and gather berries and just really enjoy themselves a week at a time. We have a two-night minimum now that we're the state, so it is a two-night minimum. But it's full all the time on weekends and every day of summer. And now that we are on the
off-season.
Well, the off-season actually started November 1st. So we still have folks who come by during the week, but it's usually weather-dependent. So if the weather's great, hey, honey, let's go to the beach. Or if the weather's lousy, we're pretty quiet.
Well, and renting a cabin, I've been here even when it's rainy, and it's just amazing because we have the hiking, the trails. I will talk to Donna later about the Kama Beach Cafe. But this is a really amazing place to come if you're stressed out and you just want to take your kids somewhere and literally get away. There is internet, but I had travel writers just absolutely not want to go on anything because it's so beautiful, the scenery.
We do have Wi-Fi. It's free. Look for the server called Public, and there's no password.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is open to anyone who's here, whether you're a day use or a visitor. And it's available at the Kama Beach Cafe and right around the building. Also down at the historic store in and right around the building.
So we also have events. So we have the Glass Quest and geocaching.
That's coming up. So the Glass Quest is an annual winter event. It starts this year, coming up on the 14th, Friday the 13th of February, running through the 24th. And every single day here at Kama, we hide one clue ball, and we hide two at Kameno Island State Park, 1 mile away. And so three chances every day to find a clue ball, which you can turn into or return for a hand-blown, unique glass ball.
From Mark and Marcus Ellinger, Marcus has been on my show way too many times.
Yep, I talked to him this morning.
Yep. Did you really?
We're having Winterfest coming up here every Saturday of December. It'll be our third annual. And we hide one clue ball each Saturday of December for someone to look for and win.
Now, last year you decorated the woods. Was it last year or the year before?
It was last year. We had a bunch of very happy winter elves working for us, and they went overboard. Someone had donated the great big...
I saw that. I went running, and there was all kinds of decorations throughout the whole park.
Yeah, someone had donated the outdoor-type ornaments, the larger-sized ones, and our friendly worker elves said, oh, won't this look cool on the trees? So they went through, and they decorated trails and the entry road and the exit road, and they really went overboard last year.
Yeah, because I didn't get back till after Christmas, so there were still some in the woods.
Yeah.
Well, and I've done the geocaching event with Dave.
Yes.
And you can actually come out here, and there's geocaching all over the island?
There's always geocaching. We're working right now with the Kama Beach Foundation to reestablish the Great Balls of Fire event, which would be the weekend before Glass Quest starts. Mm-hmm. I think that's the 7th of February. And it's not confirmed yet, so definitely watch the calendars. But they are working at it right now to see if that's something we can pull off again.
So if they want to rent a cabin or they want to come out here for an event, how do they find out?
You can go online right now at the State Parks reservation website, which is washington.goingtocamp.com. And then it's a little bit tricky for the Kama Beach. I won't go into it now, but they can call us for help.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a tiny bit tricky for Kama Beach. Kameno Island cabins in the forest or campsites for summertime use are also available online now. The call center is 888-CAMP-OUT,
mm-hmm.
and our office is always open 7 days a week from 9 to 5 to help folks who either don't want to navigate online or just want that friendly touch. We're here.
So, yeah, the phone call, so they get more information. And when I first came out here, I actually hiked up and down the hill, didn't know about the van. So it's a huge hill, and I'm like, man, this is really, like, a lot of work. But then eventually I caught on to the little wagons.
The wagons and carts are available. The shuttle's available daily. But it's not a bad hike. We say it's a tenth of a mile down and 3 miles up.
Oh, it's good for your heart. It's like one time I lost my keys, I had to walk it 3 or 4 times. It was amazing. But the beach is pristine. I can still find glass. Mm-hmm. I can still find those amazing shells. Every time I come, it's a little bit different. We got people moving logs and stuff. But
there's a lot of shoreline recreations going on down there.
And you can hike or walk or take your bike to the other part.
Sure, yep.
And my favorite trail is the Bluff Trail.
The Bluff Trail is lovely. It's a quarter mile loop between the Bluff and the Waterfront Trail that circles around our parking lot areas. Good for any level of hiker. So it's moderately level the whole way. Very few rocks or stumps or roots,
mm-hmm.
and it's a pretty good trail for beginner hikers and little guys.
And I love to walk Monday through Thursday. It's usually me and somebody with a dog. You know, I've rarely run into somebody. I do run into otters, deer, all kinds of eagles. Just the bird watching is amazing. And right now we're looking over at Woodby Island, Saratoga Passage. So this is a real, it's so special because there's not a lot of wind. Like when I went over to Woodby, when we're looking over at Port Townsend,
mm-hmm.
it's just a whole different...
Well, we're very protected here on the Saratoga Passage, so it's for years been noted as excellent kayak water because it is so protected by Woodby Island.
And it has some Native American history.
A lot here, yes, indeed.
And again, most of the events happen year-round. You have all kinds of
things. We have events year-round, so our Harvest Festival was 2 weeks ago. On the 19th, and that's just celebrating the harvest. So it's sort of Halloween themed, but not specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the Winterfest in December, all the Saturdays.
Snow Goose.
Snow Goose in the spring.
Yeah.
That happens in February as well. And then the art show sometimes happens here. Mm-hmm. We have our quilt show at the last Saturday of every July, and that's huge, where we put 100 quilts on display at the beach. The quilters group who works out of our buildings here and have been dedicated to us for longer than the park's been open, they will give you hands-on operation of how to piece a quilt, how to sew a quilt. They bring their machines, and they'll help you make a
square. And they're still on the cabins? In the cabins, some of the
Every
quilts?
Cabin has at least one quilt, usually more, and they're on the beds. You're welcome to use them when you're here. You can just keep them as pretty, but they really lend an ambiance. You open up, it's a warm cabin, it's on the water, and oh, look, there's a homey quilt.
Ah, in winter, I love the Olympics, so it, any time of year, it's amazing, but we can get in a cabin probably midweek in the wintertime.
Anytime school is in session, midweeks are wide open. Once we get past about right now, weekends are moderately easy.
Awesome. Let's see, one more time, how they can reach you?
They can reach us online for reservations through washington.goingtocamp.com. They can call the central reservations number 888-CAMP-OUT. Or our office is open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, and that number is 360-387-1550.
Yeah. Well, I spent most of my, year and would be, then Hawaii, so I'm really happy to be back.
Welcome back.
The last week has been so beautiful, hasn't it?
It's been lovely here. The beach is idyllic. It really is.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome. Good to see you back.
You're listening Lift Your Spirits. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Elder Bay Grocery has been locally owned and operated by the same family for over 25 years. They're located at the south end of Kamano Island at the intersection of Mountain View and Elder Bay Road, and is less than 2 miles away from the Kamano Island and Kama Beach State Parks. Kara's Kitchen at Elder Bay Grocery offers burgers, local craft beers on tap, sub sandwiches, pizza, live music, and free Wi-Fi for customers to stay connected while enjoying their affordable and family-friendly dining. Stop by to refuel the car or even treat the kids to a hand-scooped ice cream cone. For more information, visit ElgerBayGrocery.com. That's E-L-G-E-R BayGrocery.com. Or like Elder Bay Grocery on Facebook. It's always a great day at Elder Bay.
Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
Thinking about getting away for a day or an overnight stay? Pristine Pacific Northwest Island beauty is closer and more affordable than you may think. From unspoiled hills to uncrowded Puget Sound shoreline, from wildlife and stately evergreen forests to bald eagles and blue herons, Whidbey and Kamano Islands have it all. They're both located in Puget Sound and are an easy drive from either Seattle or Vancouver, BC. Both islands are accessible by bridge, and each island is a wonder of nature and scenic beauty to be enjoyed by the entire family. To visit this classic Pacific Northwest experience, visit WhidbeyKamanoIslands.com or like them on Facebook to see all they have to offer. You'll discover that island time is just a short drive away and can be affordably yours this weekend. Whidbey and Kamano Islands, the shortest distance to far away.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Thank you for joining us this morning. I am at Kama Beach State Park on location, visiting some of my favorite people. So, of course, I had to introduce you to Donna King.
Hi, Dina Marie. How are you?
I'm good. You've been on the show before.
Long time ago.
I know.
I think it was like 3 or 4 years. maybe five.
Remember, because I was obsessed with Kameno Island.
Yeah.
Like, I could not get enough Kameno Island.
I know. It was great. So we miss you when you're in Hawaii and elsewhere.
And then I had to find some extra work, but I am back here at a wonderful time. This has been, since I've been back from Hawaii, fall has been amazing.
It's been really beautiful here, everywhere.
So I'm going to say, how did I meet Donna? Okay, this is what I did. I moved here 7 years ago. And then I fell in love with Kama Beach, and I started coming up here and working at the Kama Beach Cafe.
Yep, I needed somebody, and I asked around, and somebody said your name, and I called you. And then you came in and met me, and I was like, yes, I want her. And then you started working for me, and just with caterings. And, of course, I didn't have any work in the wintertime, so you had to go find something else. But
yeah. It was so much fun. You got paid to watch the sun go down, weddings and celebrations. And it was, this is one of the most, like right now, we are looking out. The sun's almost ready to go down here eventually. But it's the most beautiful venue. And I couldn't think of a better way to make some extra money and spend time with you at Kama Beach Cafe. Because this is an amazing place.
You make it sound easy.
Oh, it's really hard work.
You were carrying a lot of things. And
it's very hard. And it's like
taking
3 hours
of people
of just
and
bam.
Yeah,
no stopping.
It is.
But it's you're listening to music and everyone's having a really good time. And again, I'm going to bring this up, of one of my favorite bosses. I had to think of, and it was you.
Oh.
Because I'm having people with a lot of issues at work and they're, you know, having chakra readings with me and they're like, their bosses are really mean to them. And I'm thinking, it was Donna King. You were the best boss
well,
I've ever
you
had.
Know, I've always been able to mostly hire good people. You know, I'm not afraid to fire somebody if it doesn't work out. But I go with my intuition. And then I treat people as human beings. You know, I've had jobs before. And especially a restaurant job. It is, you know, it's... For most people, it's not their vocation. You know, they're just using it temporarily until they go to something else. A lot of people anyway. And, you know, they'll stay if you find the position that fits them well. Give them some flexibility. Be understanding. Treat them like a human being. You know, we have a Thanksgiving dinner coming up. And I don't require my staff to work Thanksgiving. I entice my staff to work Thanksgiving.
You enticed me once. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I pay extra. I let them bring their family here to eat. Mm-hmm. And people are actually really sweet and actually generous with their tips on Thanksgiving too, because they see the staff is giving up their time. So.
And for me, normally I would do all that work anyways, but this time I got paid for it.
Right?
I tell my kids, like, this is amazing.
I know, you don't have to clean your kitchen up afterwards either.
I didn't have to cook. The cooking, the buying, the whole thing. It was. I only did it for you once, but that was one of my kids' favorite Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice!
My grandson was
nice.
Here too.
Thank you
so
for
saying tell that. The listeners who haven't heard about Kama Beach Cafe what it is that goes on here.
Well, let me just give a little bit of background. I had another cafe in Stanwood, and I was approached by the park. There were a number of us that were approached by the park to come and, you know, do a restaurant here. And the ranger, I think, was imagining that, because we had to submit menus, and I just thought that people were so over the fried food thing. So my menu that I submitted was for fresh homemade food and fresh pastries and that sort of thing. And then I sent a box of cookies along with my proposal. They probably threw them in the garbage. They're probably like, no, we can't take this. This is a bribe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, I got it. And so that's the main thing about the cafe here, is that we do, we really strive to serve things that are made from the freshest ingredients we possibly can. We try to use local when we can. Now, you know, that's like maybe June through October. Mm-hmm. is really the only time when we can do that. But we make our own jam for breakfast. We make our own scones that we're quite famous for, and actually you can find the recipe on my Instagram. People have been asking for it for ages, and we just had a feature in the Everett Herald. They do a quarterly magazine or something, and they featured us with our scone recipe. So
and your Instagram is?
Kama Beach Cafe.
Yay.
And so we have this cute little cafe in the lodge. The lodge is a big building that sits up on the hill overlooking the cabins and Saratoga Passage. I'm looking out right now. I'm seeing all these waterfowl on the water. And on a nice day, you can see the Olympic Mountains, and it's just gorgeous. And, you know, we've got, like, big beams in here, recycled wood floor, like, copper lighting. It's just really pretty. And so we've got a nice ambiance here. And so, you know, we get a lot of locals. We get a lot of people who make the trip up here as a destination because, you know, we're one of the few places that actually has a view. Yeah. And actually, I just had a guy give me a review online, and he said, hidden gem. You wouldn't even know it was here. There's no signage. So after that, I went and put a sign up on the road.
Sometimes I'm like, maybe I hope there's no sign because then I can get in. Because, you know, at first it was kind of slow, and then you started doing weddings.
Oh yeah, it's just every year has been increasing. You know, you're supposed to level out after 5 years, but this is our eighth year, and our business is still increasing every year. And yeah, it can be a little bit tough to get in here on a Sunday in the summer during the high season, especially if there's a wedding in the park. But we've added, you know, in the summer we usually have the deck open. And so that adds extra seating, and we have extra server. And so we've also kind of made some changes to our menu so we can accommodate people faster, because our kitchen is super tiny. I mean, we have one thing, I don't even know if you know about it. We have a thing that we do now called family style breakfast, where if we get a walk-in group of 8 or 10 or 12, which happens, that can totally set the kitchen way behind, mm-hmm. where people are waiting half an hour, 45 minutes for their food, which is, you know, not acceptable, really. So we have this thing, family style, where we bring out platters of all these favorites, and people just, like, help themselves. Like, they would, like...
Being a family,
on
yeah. Sunday.
So we have, like, we bring out bacon and sausage and potatoes and fruit and biscuits and gravy and, you know...
I missed all that.
Yeah, and pastries. And, yeah, we just added it a little while ago. It was a way for us to manage the big groups that would come in. So,
and normally, are you open on Fridays now?
We're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
10 to, what time?
8 to 2.
8 to 2. And then the winter after Father's Day?
And then Father's Day.
Summer, excuse me.
Yeah, Father's Day through Labor Day, we're open every single day. But in the winter, we're just open 3 days because it's awful quiet out here in the winter. Not a lot of the cabins are booked. So actually, it's a really good time for people to come and, like, have, you know, a lot of the park to themselves.
And I say after January, because you can see the Olympics. Mm-hmm. It's so different when the Olympics have snow on it. The mm-hmm. whole scenery changes. The wildlife changes.
So beautiful.
And we got the whales coming through in the wintertime.
Yeah, the
spring.
Eagles are really active.
Hiking, yeah. And for me, if you just want to come out for the day, maybe on a summer, you come on Monday through Thursday, have a lunch here, use the beach, go down to Center for Wooden Boats. You can rent a boat. You can take your kids out and do a rowboat or actually a motorboat, and they'll put, you know, you in life jackets and make sure everyone's safe. But it's just get out of the city and come here, and it's a whole, I don't want too many people to come, but it's just a really amazing place to come on an off
day. Not a good place to move to, because we're kind of full.
We're getting full, but, and then you also, this hall, we didn't talk about that before with, Deb, but you can rent it.
Yeah, a lot of weddings here. The hall is beautiful. It's like most of the people that come to look at it book it because it's so beautiful, and it's such a good deal compared to a lot of other wedding venues. So we actually cater a lot of weddings here. We do a lot of weddings off-site as well. We do a lot of catering. I think we've done over 300 events by now. That was like last year that I counted them.
I say maybe a winter wedding, because summer's packed and full now, pretty much booked.
Well, it depends on if you want the whole park or not. You can get if you want the whole park, like if you want to rent all the cabins and everything, I think it's 18 months in advance that you have to book it. But there's still a lot of, just for renting the hall, you know, if you're willing to stay somewhere else, mm-hmm. That's there. And also, there's the Center for Wooden Boats is a great place for a wedding.
Yep.
It's really charming in there. And we have another place, which is the Kitchen Shelter, which is a horrible name for this cute little building that's all windows at the state park right next door, which you could actually walk to. It's like a mile trail to walk to it. And that's like, I don't know. It used to be $150 to rent. I mean, it's super cheap and super charming. So there's a lot of options here for weddings.
And so what's your website?
CamaBeachCafe.com.
CamaBeachCafe.com. And we also have a chamber, the Camano Island Chamber, that you can also probably, if you're listening, reach out to them. They probably have a lot of information about the state parks and the businesses around here. And we also have Airbnbs and places to stay.
500 of them.
500 of them.
490 of them or something like that, yeah.
But if you're listening right now and you want to do something after the holidays and you want to take your kids out here before maybe Valentine's, because we do have the Glass Quest going on, the Great Northwest Glass Quest. It's just a great day, a good time to come out and just spend the night.
Yeah, and we participate in that as well. The park does that. They hide a ball every day, and we participate, and we do three balls during that time, and only on the weekends, so your odds are really good with finding one in our cafe.
I had to hide 10. I had people stalking me. They knew, and they'd follow me to the restroom. Anyways, you hide a plastic clue ball, and then you get this beautiful hand-blown glass ball by Mark Ellinger and Marcus Ellinger Glass Quest. But you can go, like I said, to the Camano Island Chamber and check out the events. We also have Island County Tourism, and would be in Camano or Island County, so you can check out their website too, and multiple events going on. We're a family. You wouldn't know. We're so separated, but
I know.
It takes an hour and a half to get
I can see them
over
from
there.
Here.
Yeah, we can wave, but
yeah.
Again, you can check out Camba Beach Cafe and online, and we'll be right back. I'm going to talk to Donna a little bit more. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. This summer, visit my home away from home and experience a taste of heaven on earth at Cama Beach Cafe on Camano Island. Cama Beach Cafe and Catering is located at Cama Beach State Park. Come by and enjoy their local organic menu and sip a smooth latte while enjoying the view of the beach, cabins, and Saratoga Passage. Afterwards, go for a walk on the beach or on one of the park's many trails. My favorite trail is the Bluff Trail, where I frequently see eagles and other wildlife. Cama Beach Cafe is proud to be part of this historic piece of paradise. Discover pass needed. For more details, visit CamaBeachCafe.com. That's C-A-M-A BeachCafe.com. Or call 360-387-3266.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie, and I am on location on one of my favorite islands besides Kauai, and it's Camano Island, and I am here at the Camano Island State Park, just a short drive from Seattle on a really good day. Just kidding. But we do have a bridge, so you don't have to get on a ferry.
Don't come in rush hour.
Yeah, don't do rush hour. Do early morning, late afternoon, or come midweek. But during the day. And I love this island because you can be spontaneous. And you can come here. I mean, I can't get on a ferry anymore without having a reservation. So you can still come here. And there's so many amazing beaches. I want to mention Friends of Camano Island Park. They are this volunteer group that come out every Tuesday, except for, I think, one Tuesday in August. And they clean up the parks and
they're
they make
incredible.
Them pristine. And they meet
they
here.
They build trails. They maintain trails. They...
And I had no idea when
Amazing.
I came here, I was in August and something, I'm like, wow, there's garbage on the trails. And I'm like, that's weird because I never see it. And then I started to get to know all the volunteerism people on the island. They're like, no, that's because we're out there every Tuesday cleaning up the trails. And that's why you don't see any of the garbage. I do get upset when I think of people actually throwing their garbage on Cama Beach. But anyways, beautiful beach, a beautiful place to come for the day, and you can stay. But I'm at Cama Beach Cafe and we're looking out and it's pretty much close to sunset here. But I've looked out here and I used to come out here and do all my computer work. This is exactly where we're sitting, where I put my feet up.
In Dina Marie's desk.
And then you started
near
doing
the fireplace.
Dinner and then I could have wine instead of coffee. That was on Friday nights.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is my favorite place
to
work.
Yeah, before we got too busy with our catering.
Yeah. And I would just sit out here, and sometimes I'd jump up real quick, go outside, because there'd be a whale coming through, and I got to know the island really well about what, you know, Mother Nature, when the eagles are here, when they leave, when they have babies, when the whales come through, Orca Network that actually will let you know that they're going through Saratoga Passage, because we're looking at Woodby right now. We're probably, like, what, was that Wood, Coopville? No. Where are we at?
Yeah, I think Coopville's like right over that way.
So that's where I've been for the last, what, 8 months, 9 months. So I'm back on Camano, and I'm just really rediscovering what I've already known. But it's easy even to live here and forget how amazing this island is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you get used to it.
So what's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing to do on the island? Oh, gosh, I love going for walks on the beach, looking for agates, looking for beach glass. Going in the fall, I love looking for mushrooms. That's actually my very favorite thing to do, especially if I find edibles, which you can find around here, especially the park. And you're allowed to take a certain amount in the state parks as well for personal use.
Didn't somebody come here last year and do a walk?
Yeah, Langdon Cook. He's very famous in the foraging community, and he's great. He's written like 3 books, and yeah, he did a sold out mushroom walk here.
It's funny. Great. I remember because that was my last day here almost on Camano before I went to Kauai, and I saw you guys in the woods, and it was Gail's group from the Northwest Mind Body Spirit Connection. So I was doing a little class down here, and then I decided to take a walk, and I ran into all you guys, and I'm like, wow, I told Gail she needs to do more of those, bringing people out on like guided tours and hikes.
Yeah.
Because there's so many trails, and really, if you don't have a tour guide, you might not know where to go.
Well, you can easily find where to go. I mean, you pop into the office, and there's maps.
There's the Friends of the Camino Island
Park. Yeah, they've done maps. And
I just remember.
If you pop into the chamber building, which is right as you're coming onto the island, they have maps, trail maps too. There's trail maps online.
I totally forgot. See, I used to have that job. I forgot about the map. But that's a great map to have. And there are so many trails, and they're dog friendly. Some you can use your bike. I shouldn't. But there's certain beaches. We have so many beaches that are walkable. And some say private, and they're not.
Yeah, don't tell.
I'm not going to say it. I almost did. But Camano Island State Park is amazing, and that's right next door.
You can walk from there to here.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take very long.
And
like
we also
mile.
Have free buses on the island. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. I've never taken one.
You can basically get on a bus, and it'll take you to Cama Beach, which I would do my running for an hour, and they come pick you up, and then they take you back to where you belong.
Wow.
Our bus system is amazing. A lot of people don't know about it, but Camano and Woodby have free buses. So I would get on the ferry at Mukilteo and go to Langley and get back. It's $5 to get on the ferry, and it's free for the bus.
As a walk-in.
Yeah, and go have lunch and then go back to Mukilteo.
Wow.
Island County is an amazing, amazing place to live.
It is.
It's a long ways out sometimes, driving, but it's a great place to be.
But once you're here, it's fabulous.
And I literally am just remembering, because I've been gone for a while, so I've been focusing on other islands, I guess, and I just am so blessed to live here, and I've spent pretty much 2 weeks in the woods taking photos.
Nice.
Camino Island Inn has a sunset view. They're not open all the time, but I know they're still taking reservations on the weekend, I believe. Camino Island Inn? I don't know.
I didn't think so. I think they were doing a happy hour thing, but I don't know if they're doing that now.
Well, tell them I didn't say that, but maybe they are. I don't know.
Check on their website.
Yeah, Camino Island Inn.
See what they're doing.
And both state parks. We also have a few other places like Iverson Beach, English Boom. But again, it's amazing human beings that kept these places that could have been condos or whatever. And we have Freedom Park.
Oh, yeah, this park could have been condos. It was owned by one family, and they sold it to the state park system for way less than what they would have gotten by developers because it was in their heart. Their grandparents built it. Mm-hmm. And these cabins were falling down. You can go on YouTube and see pictures of them falling down. Some of them they couldn't even save, and they were all with volunteers. They were all remodeled.
And the other state park was built by volunteers in a couple days.
Yeah, no, this is a magical little corner we have here.
Yeah, it is.
For sure.
And
Carla Matsky's gallery is so much fun to walk through that.
Carla Matsky, she's been on the show quite a few times. We have the Mother's Day tour, which is two weekends, Mother's Day weekend, then the Encore weekend, which is May, of course. And her, what do we have, like 50 galleries open at that time. Again, you can go to the chamber and check out the events. But this island, I'm just kind of, and we have Freedom Park, which is a beautiful
park. In fact,
park.
You just gave me an idea. I need to go walk Carla Matsky's outdoor. She's got the sculpture garden that you don't even have to wait for it to be open.
Nope.
But I bet there's tons of mushrooms out there on that property.
You tell Carla I sent you. Well, yeah, you're right now, like I'm watching your Facebook and your Instagram. And, you know, for people that, if they wanted to start mushrooming, how would they do that?
Well, they can join one of the societies. I mean, you really have to know. I've taken classes, and this has been my hobby for years. And, you know, most of the edible mushrooms don't have any poisonous lookalikes. So it's not as hard as you think it is. But you want to learn your edibles, and you also want to learn your poisonous. But, you know, if you have any doubt at all,
don't eat them.
Don't even eat them. No way. And even the ones that are considered edible can be upsetting to some people's tummies. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, we all have heard of chanterelles. Well, some people can't really eat chanterelles because their tummy gets upset. So if you do go out, learn your mushrooms, take a little bite first and wait a few minutes and make sure that you're not going to be sensitive to it.
Even if it's edible. I mean,
even if it's edible.
Only if it's edible.
Only if it's edible.
And still take only a little bit.
Yeah, take a little bit and see if your system's, you know, because your system has probably never had that before.
And you know what I want to say too is come out here once by yourself and just go for a hike alone. And I did a retreat and I made everyone give me their cell phones and they all went out. I would think it was Carol Hammerin.
How did they take pictures of the mushrooms without their cell phones?
Well, they didn't take any pictures. They spent an hour just by themselves.
Oh,
and they
nice.
Noticed the blue sky. And they noticed the leaves, you know. I think when we're...
Nobody called them.
Nobody
texted them.
No kid wanted something. So for me, I think my favorite thing on this island is the time alone.
Well, yeah.
And I know it's healed me in many, many ways, but getting in touch with Mother Nature. I know when the birds are coming through now. These are things I did not know. I forgot. How's that?
Yeah.
Before I lived on the mainland, I had no idea about eagles and that they, you know, I thought birds just always stayed in one place. I didn't think they did anything.
Oh, really?
I didn't even know that whales were coming through our area. I lived in Everett my whole life. And if you look from some of the parks, you can see Hat Island. That's where they're really active. Did not know that until I took a whale tour. So
it's so cool around here. Sometimes if you see the tide go way out and you see the, like the holes where the whales are going through and they're digging with their mouth in the soft sand to, it's
get the
cool.
shrimp.
Yep. Yeah. We actually had a wedding a couple of years ago and it was cool because the guys were in their Air Force uniforms and they were all really handsome and the orcas came out like right after they said I do and totally played and it was down at the beach the wedding was and then they had their reception down at the boathouse and the orcas were I haven't seen the photos of that one but man it was incredible.
I'm sure
it was incredible.
You lived it.
I was like I arranged that for you. Yes,
that's a benefit of coming here to Cama Beach State Park, Cama Beach Cafe or Center for Wooden Boats on Camino Island. I want to thank you for having a talk with me at my favorite place.
Aw, thank you.
And I want everyone, if they want to reach out to me, they can go to dina-marie.com. I'll have things coming up. I'm right now going to just settle in for a little bit for at least a month here on Kamano Island and enjoy this beautiful place. You can come back next week and join us for more people, places, and activities that will lift your spirits.
Follow the sun, which way the wind blows, when this day's done. Set your intention, dream with care. Tomorrow's new day for everyone.